Hallelujah. So you mind who you keep around you in the work of ministry? The people you have around you. Today, just take a scan of who you have around you. A product of the fact that you are born again is that your friends will change. That is a product of the fact you are born again. Just take a quick scan of who you have around you. Morning, afternoon, evening, night, you are only fulfilling your desires. Just want somebody to like you, love you, love you, like you. Just tell you sweet words. You are not yet born. You're not yet born. So I want somebody that will love me, that will take care of me. Somebody that will just come here on the phone for 1 hour, for 10 hours. You are an irresponsible believer. Irresponsible. Mind who you have around you. Do a quick scan of your friends around you. How many of them will tell you, let us know the Lord together? How many of you, how many of them will tell you, let us pray together? How many of those friends will point you to Christ? Any friend you have that doesn't point you to Christ is not a friend you must have in your circle of friends. Are you hearing me? He or she is not worthy to be called a friend. Don't keep such around you. Don't keep such around you in 2020. Because you must remain relevant in the fire. So your friends are important. When your pastor is not looking at you, who is your friend? I cannot come and be carrying your phone to search who your friends are. But who are your friends? Who are your friends? It's a question you have to ask yourself. Tonight and in the coming days, who are my friends as I get into 2020? Do I need to have these people around my circle of influence as I enter into this year of intense fire? Because I must burn for Christ. That is all that matters. Because you know that one day you will stand in the crowd of one. You will stand in the crowd of one to give account of your work in ministry. You give account of your service to the Lord. Would you say it's because of your friend? If nothing moves you, remember you will stand in the crowd of one. Just you and him. You will stand in that crowd one day. You will. Yes, you will. And what would you say? How would you say you handled ministry? How would you say you handled what was committed to your care? Anyhow? What would you say you did with what he gave to you? Will you be like that guy that said he went to hide it under the ground? What would you say you did with what he gave to you? Because the treasures in the kingdom of God is men. So what would you say you did with ministry? What would you say? That is the currency in the kingdom. It's men. Men. These are treasures to God. What would you say if you do it in your earthly work? Would you say, I'm just a good church member? Good church member? Good church member? First of all, what is the work of ministry? Work of ministry doesn't necessarily mean you become a pastor. No! 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 Every believer is a soul winner. Every believer is a soul winner. Every believer is a soul winner. Are you most disciple men for Christ? If not, you are irresponsible. That is the work of ministry. Go and make disciples of all nations. Every believer. It's not for just the pastors. No. No. Every believer is a soul winner. You don't necessarily need to be a cell leader to win souls. I just want to be a floor member. You think this is House of Bread? This is the kingdom of God. Everyone. So when you are learning ballet and learning delay, and not delays. Remember, you are first a soul winner in Christ. You are first a soul winner. You become a banker, an accountant, a whatever. You are first. If you become a pastor, you are first a soul winner. No matter what you become, no matter any rank you carry, you know what matters? Souls. Because one day, you will stand in that crowd of one, just you and him. What will he say to you? That you are irresponsible? No. 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 Hallelujah. Say, I will stand in the crowd of one. So you give account. You will. You sure will. And what matters is so. How do you perceive? How do you see a man who is not born again? We'll look at that during our workers' conversion. The soul winner's body. What is the soul winner's body? As a servant of Christ, as a slave for Christ, what is the soul winner's body to me? I am the soul winner's body. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So I said, you should be careful of those who you keep around doing the work of ministry. The pastors you want to follow in the body of Christ. People are far afuru. Following everybody and yet are yet following nobody. Everybody is father in the Lord. Everybody is father in the Lord. In the body of Christ. Oh, father in the Lord, sir. Oh, father in the Lord, sir. Always having fathers. But you know, anybody that you hear that say, ah, Pastor Smile is my father in the Lord, and he's not in GPLR, it's not following you. The person is a man without a father. Maybe he has a father, I say, not me. You must be here. If you are not here, you are not following me. I rule you out for 1 year that you are not following me. Just like Pastor Shegu will say, if you follow Pastor Shegu, you must be here for WCC. This way we pray now. The person is not here for 15 hours, and they are following me. Go and find who you are following, not me. Hallelujah. Not me. Glory to God. Very important. So anybody that comes in there and say, you know, Pastor Smile is my father in law, ask the person, will you have a GPLR? I've not attended. Okay, go find who they follow. What's my pastor they follow? Hire me. God, this is where we pray. This is the ground where we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Look at Romans 16, verse 17. He says, now I urge you, brethren, not those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you've heard, which you've learned, and avoid them. Anybody who comes to cause division, that comes to say any other thing that your pastor has not taught you, he says, watch them and avoid them. Are you hearing me? Avoid them. Your pastor is not teaching, so why not call you somebody, you know?
You know, some people like to now do angelic ministry. I like doing it to sisters. You say, I know when Pastor Smile was teaching on communion table, I know you didn't understand. But I'll give you the stability. I'll give you what you need, the stability, that you'll be able to comprehend even much more beyond what Pastor Smile has taught. You are not the angel of his presence. They have to say, look at those people and avoid them. When somebody begins to tell you, downplay what your pastor has taught you. Avoid such people. That's what Paul is saying. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Learn to follow your pastor. For all of us that have zones, you have zonal pastor. Learn to follow your zonal pastor. Don't be doing faraforo around. Are you hearing me? Don't be doing faraforo around. Hallelujah.
The Bible says they preach for their belly. In 2 Corinthians 2 verse 17, Paul said, we are not of those who fed you the word of God.
That word fed you is a word that implies to adulterate.
2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 17. They fed you the word of God. They adulterate. They made gain. They retail it. You are not hearing the message of your pastor. You heard your pastor on Sunday, and tomorrow I find you where they are doing. You have to sow seed to collect double blessing. You are sick somewhere. You are you hearing me? You are sick somewhere. He said, bring your Isaac. Where is your Isaac? Did you come to church with your Isaac?
It's the time to give your Isaac and see if you know it's the fatness of the land, of the fatness of the earth.
Where is your Isaac? And you are hearing the message every day. Are you hearing it? You are listening to your pastor and you are going around looking for, where is your Isaac?
That's Fitzgerald.
Are you hearing it? And then they are telling you if the love is holy and things like that. Where is your Isaac? What nonsense is that? He said, you want to eat the good of the land. You want to eat the good of the land. And you are there. You are not hearing all this message. What you are hearing on the singles. The day that tomorrow I find you. You are now going and say, why are you going? I'm going for Holy Communion service. And you are running. You want to go and drink tasty time. Tasty time and eat bread, sliced bread. Your problem is from somewhere else. Are you hearing me? You are not hearing what you are hearing. And then tell you go and buy calabash and drink. And you post the calabash.
And you broke it and you broke it.
That means you are not a true follower. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? It shows you are not a true follower. Paul said, we are not of those who peddle the word. The word to peddle means they retail it, they sell it. Are you hearing me? Say, how can you be a child of God? You're only giving offering of 5 naira. And the devils are killing a cow. You have to go and buy 10 cows. And you went to use your hard-earned money to buy 10 cows to kill devils. You see, your problem is inconsistency. You must learn to listen to your pastor all the way and believe in the message of your pastor. Come what may. Hallelujah. Say, I'm dogged. Listening and following my pastor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You think your pastor just come out to preach? No. We don't just come out to say things that excite us. Sometimes it takes us hours, nights, sleepless nights, to get together what we are giving to you, what we are coming to teach. You think we just sit down and it comes like a dream? Like a forfeited beast, and we are saying, Lord, I will not eat. It's intense study. The message you listen to this, but you know how many weeks and months it took me to sit down and get those messages together. Sleepless night. Because I said I must deliver on it. I'm dogged following my pastor. That's what you say. No matter what happens, I'm dogged following my pastor. That dogged following your zonal pastor, your pastor. And you esteem them high for the work's sake. That's what Paul says, right? You esteem them high. Esteem them high. Highly for the work's sake. Not just high. Esteem them highly. You place your pastors highly. Learn to do that.
Don't be part of those that will be like Pastor Anoibe, young, 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 young.
The pastor said, is it to do? Is it to do gossip, busybody? It is not found amongst us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 6. Verse 3 to 5. He said, if anyone teaches otherwise, and does not consent to the wholesome words, even to the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, and obsessed with dispute and argument over words, from which comes strife, envy, revelings, evil, useless wagglings of men of corrupt mind and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. Did you hear that? Who suppose that godliness is a means of gain, which is give to collect. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, from such people withdraw yourself. That's the word apistemi. Withdraw yourself. This is that tells you, come and sow into the man of God. Come and sow. Come and tap into the anointing. Tap! Tap! As Pastor Damina, Dr. Damina will say, are you a pine wine tapper? I want to tap into your grace. Somebody said that to me some weeks ago. I said, man of God, I want to tap into the anointing. I said, tap what? Tap what? Is it about the mercy? I want to sow a seed rather. What are you sowing? Does this place look like ground? Want to sow seed. Seed. Seed qua. Which seed are you sowing? Okay. In Acts of Apostles chapter 8, when they heard that Samaria has heard the word, Acts 8 verse 14-21, when they heard that Samaria has heard the word, Peter went, right? Okay. And when Peter got there, what did he do? He prayed for them and the Holy Ghost fell, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
There was one guy, his name is Simeon. He saw the way that, you know, as Peter just, you know, ministered to them. He said, oh, back in, blah, 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 blah. Ah! People were not saying those. And the guy saw them, he said, eh? Now, listen to me. That guy he has dough. You know when you have some kind of people in your church, you have age. He has dough. His pocket is full. And he came to Peter. He said, Peter. He said, maybe somebody should read verse 21 of Acts 8.
Acts
chapter 8, verse 20-21.
But Peter said unto him, thy soul is perishing.
Go back to 19, verse 19.
Saying, give me all the good power.
He said, give me this power.
That on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost.
Okay, thank you. Hallelujah. I guess I missed that verse. Go back to verse 18. Everybody, let's look at verse 18. Okay, it says, and when Simeon saw that through the laying on the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. He brought them money. He offered them money. Because the guy is wealthy. He said, sir, you know, let me put it in today's term. You know, this is a report. So if I just report, no, Luke is writing a third. So it's a report, right? He's writing a report. Now, he will just summarize it. But let's look at it this way. Let's look at it in the contemporary money gospel. That's our name. Cryptocurrency. Hallelujah. Now, when he saw it, wow, man of God, you're a blessing to the body of Christ. If we have two of you in this nation, Nigeria will not grow, we will not know drought. Sir, I saw the anointing fall. I'm telling you, this is what it will have played out to me. Sir, I want to sow
something.
Man of God, I want to sow a seed. You understand me? Glory to God.
All of God, can I sow into your life? I want to tap into this grace. Can you hear me? That was what Simeon did. He said, I want to sow into your life.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Concentrate here. If I catch you having another class, you will go. I will give you a chair outside. You're going to be teaching your own self there. Message will be taught. You'll be having your own teaching sessions. You have to learn beyond that and grow up beyond that. Hallelujah. Yes. Now let's go ahead. Now he's a man of God. Can I sow into your life? I want to tap this grace. You know, people are like that. I want to tap into your anointing.
You know, number one, you say in front of God, you know that person is going to pull up. For you to hear anointing, you want to tap into your anointing. You know the person is not following you. Yes. You know that the person is not following you one bit. Why did I say so?
Because if the person is following us, he will not use that, right?
Yes.
You will not call a man having to have the anointing. You will never say so. It shows you are not a student of the word. Now he now goes further and says, I want to tap. In what aspect of tapping? As a one tapper or as a what? Now, what was Peter's response? Peter's response will tell you that the gospel is not a respecter of persons. Peter says, your money, the same man that you have today, and the pastor will call him out and celebrate him as the best six swords. The best six swords of the year. He gave us a seed that provoked the heavens. But what was Peter's response? He said, your money perish with you. That is very instructive for the local church. He says, your money perish with you. Why? Because you think the things of God can be bought. You cannot buy the training of the Spirit. You can't. If you don't have it, you don't have it. You can't even fake it. If you don't have it. Are you hearing me? I want to sow into your life that I will be seeing this prophetic culture you are seeing. Oh guy, you go see shadow tire. Not to tap. Tapist. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The believer must keep a pure heart and avoid those with wrong motive. You must keep a pure conscience, a pure heart in the message, in the service of God. You must keep a pure heart. A very pure heart. Very pure. As a man, I mean very pure. Very pure. Most times, we want to post things online. You see, some people are too forward. Your forwardness. Eh? Your forwardness. You know, many things are learned by observation. How many times have you seen your pastors post things online? But you are a postist in the body of Christ. You're a postist. You are posting everything in the body of Christ. Yeah, dear, you are your pastor will be silent, but you are a postist. Be careful. Learn from your pastors. You see, let me tell you something. I'm being forced to say this. Learn to follow your pastors. There is no hard and fast rule. Learn to follow your pastors. Learn to do that. Well, that is the best way you say you have a pure heart. I'm telling you. You have to have a pure heart, follow your pastors. In this you see them do. They are not posting to be quiet, just follow them. The ones they like. Or share what they like. It is important. You learn by observation. Even me, to post online. Sometimes it will take me, I guess, I'll stop to, sometimes it takes me weeks, right, Pastor Wisdom? I will have written what I want to. See, as I'm talking to you, I have posts. If you don't want to hear a post, I have posts I want to post. But you know, we don't just jump into the media like that and just post anything. Are you happy me? I have posts, as in I have write-ups in my phone. I do write-ups. But I cannot just jump and be posting up and down. You have been, no. Most of the time, if I even post, I watch my heart. Watch my motive. Why am I about to post? Why this? Why? So most of that post, sometimes I'll just give okay, I'll post my next 2 weeks. Something that is gingering me to post, but I'll give it time. Just give it time. Just allow it. You understand? Just allow it. So I don't post when I'm excited. I'm just excited. Let me just post. You will not find it here. Your pastor has changed. I have changed a whole lot. And you find it too with our pastors. So learn to follow your pastor. But you, Father, follow in the body of Christ. Every post you just see, fear, 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 fear. The other day I was going through some of these posts on WhatsApp. He has 50 posts. And I called the boy, I said, bro, wait. Why are you having all these posts? I told him, it's not for my ministry. I said, bro, why are you having all these posts? You are not a teacher in the body of Christ. Okay, go and listen to your pastor. It's not a joke. So okay, put these things, I go and listen to your pastor. Because in all those posts, each and every line, they were mistakes. There are some people, when you post, I will ask you a question. It's not that I am not. The question I'm asking you, if you know what my answer is, that I want to tell you, but the love of God constrains me.
When you, some people will now quickly reply. Tell me,
laugh.
You know why I laugh? If I'm to respond, you see posts, you'll be running.
Hallelujah.
So just learn that. So that you don't run into some unnecessary things. Are you hearing me? So that you wouldn't run into unnecessary things. Is that important? We're in an age where people are posting everything online.
So as a pastor,
as a leader, you feel excited to want to post, right? You feel that urge, I want to just post online. No. We've not learned so of Christ. Are you hearing me? We've not learned so from Christ. So don't be in a rush to post. There are several people, even pastors, that have challenged their post. And when they respond to me, I will just smile. Because I said, I have not corrected some people here. I have to do it together as a church. Then when you now see me respond to your post, you will be humble. There are some things that you just have to be calm about. Just be relaxed about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just keep your heart pure. Most of that post you want to just click. Why are you clicking it? Why are you sharing it? Why are you posting it? So that your friends will know that you know the word. That you are worded to, you are a word man or a word woman or a word girl to you. Some people just want to know that they are following that pastor or this pastor. Sorry. That I know this pastor too. Be careful. Are you hearing me? You can't be found doing things like that in 2020. It's fervency all the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you keep a pure mind, a pure heart, and avoid wrong motive. And you keep your conviction deepened in the place of prayer. When there is no genuine conviction, you will jump around anything. When there is no genuine conviction, you jump around any and everything. Conviction is built in prayer. And you learn to pray in tongues always. Learn to do what? Pray in tongues always. Learn to pray in tongues always. Learn that. Are you hearing me? Learn to pray in tongues always. Learn to pray in tongues always. It's very important. Very important for a believer to learn to pray in tongues. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.